It's Monday, the 9th of May, 2022. Thanks for tuning in to this special all-covers episode of The Sounds of My Head. The Sounds of My Head is a music podcast where I play songs and bands I think you might have otherwise missed. My name's Daniel.
Somebody who has inside him such a love of something that just telling you about it, he makes you love it too.
Thanks again for listening to The Sounds in My Head. Great way to open up this year's special all covers episode of the show. None other than a cover of Crimson and Clover, the Tommy James and the Shondells song, which of course the original, incredibly good. But that cover right there by A.G. Cook, that's the band. I believe he's from the UK, lives in Los Angeles. That's what I've gleaned from my very cursory research. Comes off a release called 7G. I just have the one song. I've actually never played them on the show before. There's two versions of Crimson and Clover that are new covers that I wanted to play. And I toyed with just putting both on, and then it was sort of like, no, that's too weird. I gotta pick one. So the other one's by Pom Pom Squad. It goes like this. Also very good, obviously. So I was tempted to just, I was like, I don't know, coin flip, you know, whatever. And then I decided I've played Pom Pom Squad before. I've never played A.G. Cook. I'll go with that version. Also, it's really a fun version. It's so super good. I hope you liked it as much as I did. This whole episode, by the way, terrific. It's just going to be really good songs. I hope you agree. It's all songs I'm very excited about. It's great covers of my favorite songs. That's kind of what it all is. With one exception. There's one song I don't like that's a good cover. Otherwise, it's all songs I like, great covers of them. So, up next is a band from Ottawa in Ontario, Canada. They are called Dad Sports. I've played them on the show before. They've got this new cover of Talking Heads. It's just so super good. It's This Must Be the Place. You can't go wrong, obviously. I mean, it's like just, it's so good. So without further ado, Dad Sports covering Talking Heads right now with This Must Be the Place. Where else but on this special all covers episode of The Sounds of My Head.
So don't get me wrong, it's not that I'm knocking, it's just that I'm not in the market for a boy who wants to love only me. And I ain't saying you ain't pretty. All I'm saying is I'm not ready for any person, place, or thing to try and pull the reins in on me. So goodbye. I'll be leaving. I see no sense in the crying and the grieving. We'll both be a lot longer if you live without me.
Night swimming deserves a quiet night. A photograph on the dashboard, taken years ago. Turn around backwards so the windshield shows. we hold each other. We hold each other. There's a feeling that's gone. Something has gone wrong. And I don't know how much longer I can take it. House made of heartbreak it. Take my head in your hands and shake it. In this new wild heaven. Just a gift I'm given. Try to live inside. Trying to move inside. And I always thought that it would make me smarter. But it's only made me harder. My heart thrown open wide. In this new wild heaven.
Camps, Indian reservations, wherever poverty is, that's where
they might be giants.
Is now meet our guest.
Ooh, back up Barry in the Bay Area. They might be giants. They might not.
They might be giants, boy. They might be giants.
Hi, this is Gunnar.
And Matthew.
Of They Might Be Giants.
And we're not home right now. Nobody's home right now.
But if you want to leave a message, start talking after the tone.
Oh,
problem is I'm dreaming of when, wishing that heroes that truly exist. I cry watching the days that you would be here in so many ways. The tears of my senses, that is just so typically me. Oh baby, baby, oops, I did it again. I played with your heart, now I see the game. Oh baby, baby, oops, you think you're in love, sent from the world, and I'm back here soon. Yeah, 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 yeah. What's her name? You shouldn't have. The guy from the Titanic. Fuck. Jack. How are you? It's been forever.
All right, let's get you caught up. After Dad Sports back there, we heard a band from Los Angeles called La Payne covering the Stone Ponies' Different Drum, one of my all-time favorites. A terrific version of it right there, just really, really good. Super into those guys. I've never played them on the show before, but I've downloaded everything they've released so far, and I like it all, so I'm probably going to play something by La Payne on some non-covers episode. They're great. Okay, then after La Payne, we heard Piney Gurr and Quivers, two different bands, both covering REM off of this compilation called A Carnival of Sorts, an REM covers compilation. And Piney Gurr from London did Night Swimming, and then the Quivers from Melbourne, Australia did Near Wild Heaven. Both super great songs. I thought Piney Gurr's Night Swimming kind of reminded me of like if Laura Cantrell covered REM. And then the Quivers version of Near Wild Heaven, I think I like that even more than the REM version. So that's saying some really good stuff right there. And trying to find links, I couldn't find many places where you can get that compilation other than Bandcamp. But the Quivers song is actually in Spotify because they have a whole album of REM covers. So if you like that and you like the Quivers, maybe check out their whole album of REM covers. Okay, then after REM, we heard the Skeletones from Fayetteville, Indiana. Pretty sure this isn't really a band. I think it's just these guys who have a podcast called They Might Be Podcasting or something like that. Anyway, what they do is they get their buddies together and they release these tribute records to different They Might Be Giants albums. So they'll do like, you know, we'll take John Henry, it's a 20-track record, right? And we'll get different people to cover every song on the record, but then we'll also have other bands cover every song. So you end up with like three sets of all the songs, and so then they'll just put out this like 60-track album with all these different covers. Most of it's garbage. That is a fair statement. It's almost always bad, but there are some really great ones in there. So it was tough to pick. I chose Welcome to the Jungle. It's a cover, as mentioned, by the Skeletones, whoever that is, but came off specifically an album called Purple Toupee, a TMBG covers compilation for Garrett, which is like, you know, the money they raised went to a guy who had some difficulty in his life, so worthy cause. And I thought that version was really cool, actually. It was a really great version of that song. But a couple others I wanted to highlight just from all these different TMBG cover albums, because there's so many, you can go real deep on it. I really loved a self called Nowhere, covered by Alina Chimera. Isn't that cool? It's kind of got a great, it's a little lo-fi. Ultimately, I went with Welcome to the Jungle because it sounded a little more produced. And then I super loved this extended take on one of the tracks from Fingertips from Apollo 18. I Walk Along Darkened Corridors by Jack Ferry. It's so great.
And I darkened corridors.
How fun is that? Super good, right? I thought it was great. Okay. So, you can go real deep on They Might Be Giants covers on Bandcamp. That's the moral of the story. Most of it I don't recommend, but there's some gems lurking in there if you're me. Okay, then just before I start talking, we heard Rubble Bucket from Brooklyn, New York. They did a cover of, what, Britney Spears on the Sounds of My Head? What? Yeah, probably never going to do that again, but I thought their version of Oops, I Did It Again was pretty great, and I've been a longtime fan of Rubble Bucket, so had to put that on this covers episode here. Okay, up next from Los Angeles, Oswald, one of my favorite bands for covers. Man, they do so many of them. I play Oswald as often as I can, frankly, on the show. They've been lately releasing these, like, Beatles covers, several that they've put out. And then they've also got a cover of, like, a Simon and Garfunkel, Boxer. Anyway, they're great. In addition to the music they write themselves, their covers are all outstanding. So we're going to hear a cover of Obladi Oblada. It's a single. It's awesome. You're going to love it. Without further ado, Oswald covering the Beatles right now on this special all covers episode of The Sounds in My Head.
Yeah.
I can change, but I'm here in my mold. I am here in my mold.
I like books, I like reading, and I say more books the better as a general rule. But according to these right-wingers, is banning books good or bad? Book ban efforts have hit their highest levels in at least 20 years, and it's the right, not the left, that's doing this. We looked at this article that book ban efforts led by the American right wing are at their highest level in 20 years. In some cases, what we're talking about is a movement by the right to ban a book from being used in school. They're not necessarily calling for the books to not be published, but they certainly want to cancel a teacher's ability to say, here's a book that I want to teach from. So they must be in favor of the book bans, right? Well, apparently not. Because remember the Dr. Seuss situation. The publisher of Dr. Seuss books said, hey, you know what? Some of these books, they have elements that are not really sensitive to modern cultural sensitivities. We're a private business, we're a publisher, and we think it's not good for business to keep publishing some of these. So we're not going to keep printing more copies. And the right went crazy saying, oh my God, the left is banning the books. They're canceling Dr. Seuss. It's terrible. Always allow the books everywhere, everywhere, everywhere. Oh, okay. So they're against, I guess, limitations on books. Except now, they seem fine banning books when it's books that they don't like.
To me, like, well, I'd have danced like the queen.
drink sangria in the park. And then later, when it gets dark, go home. Just a perfect day. Feed animals in the zoo.
Okay, let's get caught up one last time. After Oswald covering the Beatles back there, we heard Angel Olsen from Asheville, North Carolina, covering OMD. That's right, Orchestral Maneuvers in the Dark, and their song, If You Leave. A great cover. It's off a little EP she made of all covers. They're all really great. It's got Men Without Hats and I forget what else. It's kind of all 80s covers. They're all really great. It was hard to choose. I chose OMD because I love that song. So I liked her version of it too, If You Leave. Very good. Then after that, we heard Deco from London doing a cover of Bittersweet Symphony by The Verve. Those guys, that cover, I don't know. I think they got better stuff up their sleeve, but they've only really released that. I saw them like on TikTok or Instagram or some sort of place, and it was like a little loopy video that they made. And I was like, wow, these guys are cool. What music do they make? And the only thing I really liked that they'd released was this Bittersweet Symphony cover. And it wasn't as good as the thing I saw on whatever social platform. So whatever. I'm going to keep an eye on Deco, see if they come out with anything cooler. But I thought that was pretty cool. I like, obviously, who doesn't love Bittersweet Symphony? There's a reason that song was such a mega hit, right? Okay, then after that, we heard Porridge Radio from Brighton in the UK doing a cover of The Shins' New Slang. That came off their EP called You Are a Runner and I Am My Father's Son. And pretty great because I love me, The Shins. Then just before I start talking, we heard a cover of Lou Reed by Karen O and Danger Mouse. That's right, a cover of Perfect Day, one of my favorite Lou Reed songs, and such a great version of it right there. Karen O really delivers the goods with her vocals. Thought that was great. Okay, finishing up this year all covers episode of the show, a band from Nashville, Tennessee called Phosphorescent. They're doing a cover of Bob Dylan's Like a Rolling Stone, and it's quite good. It's a little pokey, but I think it's pretty great. I hope you like it too. Finishing up this year episode of the show, Phosphorescent, Bob Dylan's Like a Rolling Stone.
You used to be so amused. got no secrets to conceal. And how does it feel?
Does it for this episode of The Sounds in My Head. The music I talked over this episode was 30, That Funny Feeling, and All Eyes on Me, all covers of Bo Burnham's Inside by CM Junk. That's the band. It's a collection of songs called Bo Burnham Songs, but lo-fi. I had to download it off YouTube. Very annoying, but worth it because the songs are great. If you like what you hear on The Sounds in My Head, tell your friends to listen. Find links to everything I talk about at thesoundsinmyhead.com, including where you can follow me on social media, like Spotify, where there's a playlist for season 19 with all the songs I play on the show that are in Spotify added to a playlist so you can find them all easily without having to listen to me talk. You can email me at daniel@thesoundsinmyhead.com. I always love hearing from you, and I will talk to you again in a couple of weeks on an all-new episode of the show.